From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Moscow Tuesday with less ammunition than Washington and London had hoped he would have in his bid to convince Russia to abandon Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. G7 ministers meeting Tuesday in Italy failed to agree on targeted sanctions against Russia and Syria, arguing that the investigation would first have to confirm who in Syria used chemical weapons against civilians in the country last week. The White House made clear it sees no way that the Syrian president can stay in power for the long term. U.S. President Donald Trump's spokesman, Sean Spicer, spoke with reporters about it. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin warns of future chemical weapons provocations in Syria that he says would be used to frame Kremlin ally Bashar al-Assad. He said, "We think that any such event is worthy of being investigated thoroughly. We're going to officially address to a relevant UN body in The Hague and call upon the international community to investigate it thoroughly. And depending on the results of the investigation, take a balanced decision." The chemical attack prompted a world outcry and a U.S. missile attack that marked a turning point in the Trump administration's approved or approach to the seven-year-old conflict. Amnesty International says China remains the world leader in executing people, while in other nations, executions dropped more than one-third in 2016. Amnesty, which opposes the death penalty in all cases, listed China and two other governments that shield execution data, saying the figures are a state secret. Amnesty researcher William Nee says that the group has used media reports and government documents to back up the claims. This is VOA News. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed four people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts his arrest. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before Stockholm court at a hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rahmat Akilov. Authorities say Akilov drove a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store in Stockholm. In addition to the four people killed in the attack, it also injured 15 others. Akilov was arrested early Saturday. He had been known to intelligence services since last year when he disappeared before he could be deported after his application for asylum was rejected. Authorities knew he had pro-extremist sympathies. Meanwhile, the head of terror research, Swedish Defense University Magnus Rainstorm, speaks about how well Sweden is prepared for other incidents like this.
One is defeating.
We have a problem with terrorism legislation. We very difficult to convict anyone for terrorism. We are not doing enough sharp prevention work.
And police say that they have arrested a second person in connection with the attack, but they've given no further information. A fire has destroyed most of the Grand Synthe migrant camp near Dunkirk in northern France. A prefect for the Nord region said the fire began after a fight between Afghans and Kurds at the camp. It is not clear how the fire started, but the prefect said the blaze left at least five people injured. Migrants from the camp were evacuated to other shelters nearby. Grand Synthe was set up by the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders and housed about 1,500 migrants, most of them Kurds. Its population swelled after the October closure of another camp. Clashes Tuesday between Philippine forces and suspected militants on a central resort island have left one officer and at least four gunmen dead. Authorities said a group of about 10 gunmen in total were spotted arriving by boat and that the clashes happened when government forces went to investigate. The U.S. Embassy in the Philippines issued a warning last week that it had received unsubstantiated yet credible information that terrorist groups may attempt kidnappings in two provinces. A journalist once criticized by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump for his investigations into Mr. Trump is now a Pulitzer Prize winner. David Fahrenthold of The Washington Post won the prize for national reporting for his work that included multiple pieces investigating Mr. Trump's claims of philanthropy and what he and his foundation actually donated to charity. Fahrenthold also exposed comments by the Trump administration captured by a television crew in 2005. This is actually just Mr. Trump, in which he lewdly bragged about kissing and groping women. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.